Peter Ortzog and Larry Summers.
A lone protester decrying the inadequacy of the economic stimulus broke the otherwise celebratory mood for Ortzog's speech before a packed house at the Brookings Institution. To be sure, the speech was as much a homecoming as a leave-taking for Ortzog, who spent 6 years at Brookings as a senior fellow.
As I close my tenure at OMB, let me say it has been a high honor to serve this president and this administration. Teddy Roosevelt once said that far and away the best prize that life has to offer is the chance to work hard at work worth doing. And I thank the president for giving me that prize. I look back over this past year and a half, proud of the work we have done to rescue the economy from a potential depression, to expand health care coverage while providing the infrastructure to deliver better quality at lower cost over time, and of our efforts to improve the functioning of our federal government.
In the halls of the Eisenhower Old Executive Office Building, where the Office of Management and Budget is headquartered, Ortzog is known as one of the OMB chiefs who emphasize the M in management as well as the B in budget. To that end, his farewell speech touched upon Obama administration efforts to bring the federal government into the Internet age.
According to the Pew Research Center, about two-thirds of Americans believe that when something is run by government, it is usually inefficient and wasteful. And unfortunately, in many cases, the public perception reflects reality. In too many examples, the government spends money not out of need, but out of inertia. A significant part of the problem is that the government has been slow to adopt the technologies and methods that have made the private sector more productive over the past 15 to 20 years.
Ortzog told his Brookings audience that the Obama administration and OMB set out to identify and call a halt to government programs that he says are outdated, duplicative, or don't work.
In both the 2010 and 2011 budget, the president proposed approximately $20 billion in terminations, reductions, and savings. These cuts range from the F-22 fighter jets that the Pentagon said it didn't need or want, to a radio navigation system for ships that has been replaced by something called GPS. And while recent administrations have seen between 15 and 20% of their proposed discretionary cuts actually enacted, we work with the Congress in fiscal year 2010 to enact 60% of our proposed discretionary reductions. To move this process along for the fiscal year 2012 budget, we asked every agency as part of their budget submissions to identify the programs that are least critical to their advancing their agency missions. We put in place a process also to get rid of excess federal real property, the buildings and land that the federal government owns, which will save $8 billion next year. To remove obstacles for either the executive or legislative branch to cut wasteful programs, the president also proposed an expedited rescissions authority to give Congress and the president a new tool to quickly consider and cut unnecessary and wasteful spending. And we've also put forward a plan for new transfer authority to create an incentive for agencies to cut waste as they implement programs.
And Ortzog says another little-publicized OMB initiative took aim at the stubborn, persistent problem of what are called improper payments.
Last year, the federal government made $110 billion in improper payments, payments that go to the wrong person, for the wrong amount, or at the wrong time. And over the past 3 years, federal auditors have reported that the government paid out benefits totaling more than $180 million to approximately 20,000 Americans who were dead, and more than $230 million in benefits to approximately 14,000 fugitive felons, or those in jail, and who were not eligible for benefits. I'm not making this up. So we established a goal of reducing improper payments by $50 billion between now and 2012. To do this, we're setting up a central federal government do not pay list. We're expanding recapture payment audits, which is a tool that has been used in the private sector effectively, improving our methods for processing payments, and we're creating online tools so the public can hold agencies accountable for how their money is being spent. We've also worked with Congress to pass the Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act, which the president signed into law last week. This bill will improve the reporting and oversight of those improper payments and give us new tools to stop them and save taxpayer dollars.
Orszag also spoke proudly of an ongoing OMB initiative to get control over the management and procurement of big federal IT projects.
Across the federal government, we are working agency by agency to identify troubled IT projects and to halt, turn around, or terminate the worst performers. And we're using IT itself, specifically graphically rich and easy to understand dashboards and websites, to bring new transparency to IT spending. Our IT dashboard has helped us track the progress of numerous IT projects and enabled us to conduct more than 30 reviews with agencies. We've already cut tens of millions of dollars in duplicative or unnecessary IT projects as a result. Following the private sector's lead, we're consolidating data centers across the federal government, including the immediate implementation of a zero growth policy that will increase efficiency and reduce spending. We're also making a major push to reform the IT we develop for the government's financial administration systems, which are often the most behind schedule, over budget, and ineffective.
Orszag demurred when asked whether he would recommend to President Obama and Jacob Lew, the man nominated to replace him as director of OMB, proposals to continue tax cuts now on the books, saying,
"I'm not going to be in a position to recommend to the president whether he veto or not, since I will be a private citizen at the time."
Lew is expected to undergo confirmation in the Senate sometime in September. After he leaves OMB this Friday, Orszag will join the Council on Foreign Relations. At the Brookings Institution in Northwest Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.